This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On Brazil, record market prices usually find farmers craving more land to farm, and Brazilians are no different. Land trades in sacks of soybeans. One sack is equal to 2.2 bushels or 132 pounds. This works as a hedge against inflation and also keeps land prices essentially dollarized, since Brazilian soybean prices are based on the dollar. It is becoming increasingly difficult to find land for rent, and when they do, it comes at a hefty price tag. In the Mato Grosso, you shouldn't expect to rent productive ground for less than 15 sacks. That's about $160 per acre, with some farms with 60 bushel per acre yield potential reportedly renting for up to 20 sacks per hectare, or $213 per acre. Pasture ground that has not been farmed is now going for 10 sacks per hectare, $106 an acre, which is unusual because the soil requires lime and major fertility invested to be converted to cropland and doesn't reach full yield potential for several years. When it comes to purchasing land in Brazil, it varies a lot according to location, distance from markets, productivity, etc. Land in my son's family's region is hard to value as it is in pretty tight hands and doesn't trade very often. But it would likely go for around 500 sacks a hectare, cash, $5,400 an acre. He estimates that land of similar productivity in Iowa or Illinois would run about 25 to 30% higher. Other areas are more expensive, as land values have traded in Bahia for 600 sacks or $6,500 an acre. These transactions would be seller financed over several annual payments. Select locations in the Mato Grosso have been known to trade even higher. Purchase term lengths are rising along with prices. Seller financing used to be no more than 3 or 4 annual installments. Now financing typically is 6 or 7 years, with some farms being financed over 10 years. Brazilian farmers are a bit slower this year at advancing grain sales for new crop. Overall, Brazil has sold about 15% of their 2021-22 crop versus 25% this time last year. There are a couple of reasons why. First, anybody that has sold anything in the last 12 months probably regretted it, as the prices have continued to steadily climb higher. They have been rewarded for being patient. Second, as profit margins have improved, so have farmers' cash reserves. This allows them to pay cash for more of their inputs rather than doing a soybean trade, which means locking in a portion of their crop at harvest at much higher interest rates. By paying cash rather than a trade, they free up their marketing options. Brazil's next growing season is still 6 months away, but analysts are already eager to place estimates on Brazil's soybean crop. It is quite possible that their total soybean acres could surpass 100 million acres, up from roughly 94.1 million this year. That could mean that their production could easily come within a range of 140 million metric ton. This is Brazil's high soybean export season. They're looking to break records. The month of April last year just saw under 15 million metric tons exported. They already have about 250 ships lined up this month ready to load. If they can load 60,000 tons per ship, roughly 2.2 million bushel, they should surpass 15 million metric ton for the month. Last month, they exported 13 million metric ton. However, Brazil nearly always exports more in April than they do in March. Brazil's livestock industry is sounding the alarm over the lack of corn supply on the market. The writing is on the wall. It is no longer just a question of price, which has already stretched livestock producers to their limit, but rather the fact that there simply will not be enough corn available to maintain meat production at current levels. As Brazil's second corn crop went in late, it will put increased pressure on sourcing feed for livestock. While earlier planted corn is off to a great start, rainfall will be needed through the end of May to ensure a decent-sized crop. Meat demand has also fallen off as the unemployment rate in Brazil shifts higher due to the pandemic. Small or medium-sized meat processors are expecting shutdowns, while large processors will likely keep working with negative margins. The livestock industry is pushing for increased grain imports, even if they admit this won't fix everything. Brazil has been plagued by tremendous seasonality for decades. Lack of liquidity and heavy dependence on debt forced most farmers to sell at harvest, creating a glut on the market. 6 months later, the market runs out of grain and prices skyrocket. They still have a long way to go improving supply chain logistics so things like this don't happen. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.